is KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, here we are on a Wednesday afternoon. Great to have you with us and hope you'll join our conversation with whatever you've got, your opinion on whatever topic you want to express it. And that's what we're all about here on KGMI Connects. 360-676-5464 is our phone number. And as always, there's tons of things. I guess, can you measure issues in weight? Not really, but there's gobs of things to talk about here on this Wednesday afternoon. We hope you'll bring up one or more of those topics. Once again, our phone number, 360-676-5464. You can also text us at that number, and we'll do our best to read your missives there. But, you know, if you call, we can have a conversation about whatever issue is on your mind. And let's get rolling today with Bruce in Bellingham. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I'd like to comment about your recent KGMI online poll results.
Okay. Which one specifically? What was the question?
It was about Texas being able to enforce the immigration policing duties in their state.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the majority of respondents said no. Let the federal government do that. And I have a comment on that, in that it shows that the people that did this poll, your local poll in Whatcom County, there's a contradiction there, because Whatcom County is a sanctuary county in Washington State, as there are many. The majority of counties in Washington State are sanctuary counties. And being that they're sanctuary counties, that means that federal ICE cannot come in and do their job. So if they want the feds to do the job, they need to make us not a sanctuary county.
Well, no, I just want to interject here real quick that that's a common misconception about the term sanctuary city or what have you, that the feds are kept out. The local police department or sheriff's office, they can't keep the federal agents from performing their duties under federal law. And so what the sanctuary, that term refers to is not that there's a bubble that protects immigrants here in this state or in these communities, but rather that though the law enforcement apparatus of those entities don't directly report. So they don't consider a person's immigration status when they encounter that person, whether they're responding to a crime report or arresting someone for that matter for a crime that's committed here in their jurisdiction. They don't report to the federal government on that person's immigration status.
That's right.
But now if the federal agents or the federal agency learns of someone or knows of someone's immigration status, they want to take action against that person, they can pursue that person.
That's correct. But what I'm saying is that being that Whatcom County's sanctuary county, they will not assist the ICE in making arrests.
Right. The federal agents have to do
so
it themselves.
That's a contradiction. Because if they want ICE, the federal government, to perform their immigration policing duties, well, Whatcom County isn't going to give them any assistance. They can come in and do it themselves, but there's not going to be any assistance by our policing agencies to help them. So there's a contradiction there in that the government cannot do their job like they said in the poll.
Well, now, I don't know that. I mean, and you know, we get into a gray area because the local law enforcement won't take action on a person strictly over their immigration status, but they will take action against a person for as far as committing a crime or what have you. And we've had confrontations. Our local sheriff's office has had confrontations with people at the border, people who are sneaking across. I don't remember. There was a situation I remember a few years ago where seems to me there was a shooting at the border that involved local sheriff's deputies. And it's a gray area, but to say that the feds aren't allowed to do their jobs or and I understand you're not the only one that has concerns about this policy, but it is what
well,
it is, I guess.
Well, you may have that way of thinking, but I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Because I don't think our policing, our local policing agencies actively ask for ICE's assistance if somebody has committed a crime and they may be illegals. I think we don't do enough of ICE's assistance in this area.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, thanks for calling. Let's go to Randy in Bellingham up next. Hi, Randy.
Hey. Well, it's hard to believe, but the world's running out of sand.
Running out of sand?
Running out of sand. Huh. First thing I think we need to understand is that there's two types of sand. There's sharp sand, which we use for construction and building, and round sand. And you think, well, there's tons of sand all over. What about the Mojave Desert and the Saudi Arabia and, you know, all that? Yeah. Well, that sand is round because it's been blown for millions of years around, and it's rounded it off, so it cannot be used for concrete or construction.
Really?
It doesn't work.
Really?
So the only sand that works is sharp sand, which can be mined, but apparently we've pretty much mined all of the available ground mining sharp sand that's available. That's
now,
been done.
Is sharp sand, is that created out by crushing rocks, or is that?
Well, I don't know how it's created, but, you know, microscopically, it's not round. It's got edges to it. So when you make concrete out of it, it grabs together.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And you find sharp sand. It can be mined, or it's on the beaches and in the ocean. And the mining part of it is pretty much defunct now. They've mined all that.
Hmm.
So now they're taking it out of the ocean and the beaches.
But doesn't the action of the waves, doesn't that kind of shave off the sharp edges or erode them?
Apparently not.
Really?
Apparently not. And so the problem is people are losing waterfront because they're doing offshore harvesting of this sand. And imagine a bowl that's full of sand, and you remove the sand from the middle of the bowl all the way down,
mm-hmm.
then the sand on the sides is going to slide down, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's happening with the beaches. And it's illegal. They've been trying to stop it, but a lot of parts of the world, the mafia and organized crime are actually stealing the sand. It's gotten to that point.
Wow.
Where there's such a shortage in some parts of the world that, you know, of course, people don't want to lose their beaches because what they've been doing, I've seen pictures, they actually go and they strip the beach clean of all the sand. So all that's left is like a moonscape of rocks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the other problem is that the sand is not being replenished because sand takes millions of years. It comes down, you know, it's rocks that dissolve and so on and so forth. It's washed down the rivers into the ocean. And we've built all these dams, which I'm not an anti-dam guy, but this is the result. We've built these dams, so a quarter of the world's sand is behind these dams. And then the sand below the dams that does manage to get out, only half of that ever makes it to the ocean. So, and it takes millions of years to get there. So we're going to run out of sand.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. You know?
Huh.
And it seems weird, but if people, you don't have to believe me, I've known this for quite some time, but there's a video on YouTube called The Sand Mafia, Humanity is Running Out of Sand. And it's a very good video, a documentary on this problem, and explores all the different aspects of it.
The sand mafia. Wow.
Yeah, but like a lot of things, we're, you know, the world, God gave us this planet, and it worked perfectly, perfectly balanced and organized. It would go on forever. But we're abusing that. We're using up the world's resources at an alarming rate. And yeah. Sand is just one of them. Sand is also used for everything, for glassware, for in our phones. They apparently get different minerals out of sand that are used for electronics and on our modern tech stuff, you know. But it's like the mafia, organized crime. I don't know if I told you this before or not, but they're removing the World War II wrecks from the bottom of the ocean for the metal, which, of course, are war graves. And this is especially in the Pacific, where the Pacific War was. Uh-huh. But all metal that was produced after World War II, after the A-bomb, is contaminated, and they can't use it for delicate scientific instruments.
Wow.
So they can't mine it or anything. The only metal that'll work for these instruments is metal that was produced prior to World War II. And uh-huh. that metal is in these battleships that are at the bottom of the ocean. So what these criminals are doing, and it's a crime, I've actually seen pictures of it where whole battleships are gone.
Really?
They use dynamite, they blow them up, and then they raise the guns and all the pieces up onto barges. It goes to dry land where it's recycled into this scientific metal, and then it's sold at a very high price.
Holy
because this
smokes.
Is worth a lot of money.
Where do you read this stuff?
Well, I read it all over. It's all right. You know, just Google on YouTube. The metal part about the battleships disappearing in the Pacific.
Okay. All right.
Google that on YouTube, and there's some very good documentaries on that show the ships at work. They're Chinese, some of them are just criminal activities. And it shows that, yes, they are destroying these ships that some of them were the Australian Navy ships mm-hmm. that held like 300 sailors went down with them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they're just destroying those war graves, and they're in remote locations, so nobody can do anything about it. So anyway,
yeah.
I'm going
right.
off, so
okay,
I won't take any more time.
All right. Well, interesting. I don't know. A shortage of sand. Made me think of this song my dad used to play.
Clear water. The shadows sway and seem to say.
And he's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand. Well, take a quick break. Be back with more, and I'll hopefully hear from you here on KG My Connects. Whatever is on your mind, never know what you're going to get here on KG My Connects.
And show us where there's water.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to prep for the heat while going solar or installing battery backup. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can get a heat pump that both heats and cools when you install a solar or battery backup system. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron is a trusted, local, five-time award-winning clean energy company with decades of combined solar experience. They look beyond the panels to provide whole home energy solutions. Yep, right now, you can get a free heat pump, too. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner, and this offer won't last. See you soon, summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives. paid for by government.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-473-3993, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-473-3993. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-3993 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-473-3993.
Are you eligible for Medicare soon and feeling overwhelmed by all of the insurance plan information coming your way? Call Guided Solutions, formerly Vibrant USA, at 866-733-5111. Our goal is to make your move to Medicare as seamless as possible. We specialize in the health insurance plans to go with Medicare and can review with you how Medicare works, health plan options available, and how to get enrolled. There is never a fee for our service, and with offices in Linden, Bellingham, Freeland, and Everett, help is just a phone call away.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Great to have you with us here on this Wednesday. Let's go to Doug in Bellingham. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good to have you back.
My pleasure. Interesting conversations.
Yeah. Running out of sand, huh? Never thought.
I knew we were running out of sand. I had heard that, but I hadn't heard that old warships are getting pulled off the bottom of the ocean and recycled. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess it's turning warships into scientific instruments, which I think there's a lesson in that.
I suppose, yeah.
Anyways, in my spiritual studies, I came across the idea that war, abortion, and suicide are all the same insanity, all the same idolatry, and that as we understand that there's one and only one human family, the emphasis will be on, well, if there's one human family, what are the healthy behaviors that we want to do, and what are the unhealthy behaviors we want to get rid of? And that obviously we want to get rid of war, and I believe we want to get rid of abortion and suicide as well, because they're all human beings killing each other. And this process of waking up, it'll be a process of moving into mindfulness, moving away from all forms of violence into healthy mindfulness. And I truly believe still that someday we'll reach world peace, that we will leave behind all of our violent tendencies and live in peace and harmony with each other.
Yeah, I don't know. And not that wouldn't be a good thing, or that we reduce violence as much as possible, but it seems that throughout human history, there's been violence, and it's woven itself. It's part of the human fabric, it seems. As much as love and caring and compassion are, it's the yin of those, the yang of those, that yin, or if that makes any sense, you know, I mean, can we have peace and tranquility without violence? I don't know. I'm throwing it out there, and maybe you've got thoughts on that. Could we just live as peaceful creatures and nothing horrible ever happens? Do you know what I mean?
Well, there'll still be challenges to work on. I mean, when I believe by that time we'll be traveling in outer space, the Star Trek kind of thing, we will have evolved an understanding of how physics works so that we can travel in outer space. And what will be happening is that human beings will have problems to work on, will have difficulties to work on. There's still going to be difficult weather to deal with, and and asteroids from space and stuff like that, but we'll be solving all these problems cooperatively, that literally the human family is one organism, that the way we're made, and I believe there's one infinite source that made us as cooperative beings. And so the way we're made as cooperative beings, eventually we'll see that we're really the human family is one organism, kind of like an anthill is one organism. There isn't 100,000 separate ants in an anthill. It's 100,000 ants working as one organism in the anthill to keep going. And I believe human beings have the same sort of thing, that we're actually one organism who's spread out all over the planet and exploring space. And eventually we'll understand we're one organism, and we will solve problems as one organism, as it's been called the hive mind, I've heard before, that we will recognize we are the hive mind, and with this one organism hive mind capability, our ability to solve problems will be unbelievable.
Well, there's no disputing that if we put our energy that we use in destructive toward destruction and a destructive act, put that toward more positive actions, we'd make a lot more progress. You're right there. I can't be denied, I don't think.
And we would live much longer and much healthier lives.
Yeah. All right, Doug. Well, thanks for your thoughts.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet. Let's go to Rod in Bellingham. Hi, Rod.
Hey. I don't know. That's a wonderful thought that we just listened to there. And then all of a sudden, I was kind of reminded of the Borg from Star Trek.
Well, then maybe that's where
they weren't too friendly,
right? Well, maybe as Doug was saying, then that is the violence. Then we'd have to confront rather than within ourselves. But
yeah,
I don't know. I still picture us having, you know, there would be fistfights in those spaceships traveling across the
galaxy. I know, and I think that's just our own human flaws that are projected.
You know, our competitive nature. Yeah, our competitive nature. And how we deal with these threats would always be, you know, look at how we have disagreements over that. What should we be doing? And those disagreements can get pretty.
Oh, yeah, kind of interesting. But I like where the heart's going on that one.
Yeah.
For me, what I was calling about, it's a little complex. You know me.
Uh-huh.
I want to start off with, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, with Benjamin Franklin's, you know, saying that those who are willing to exchange their precious liberty for the sake of little and temporary security in the end deserve neither liberty nor security. And then I jump forward, you know, quite a few years, and we hear Barack Obama talking about fundamentally changing America, and you know, to do that you have to pull from the root. You know, you got to reach at the fundamentals, and I think a lot of people might have misunderstood what he was saying there, and only he, I think, ultimately knows, and those in his close circle. But he also talked about kind of federalizing some form of law enforcement that would be at his beck and call, and then we fast forward again to, you know, nowadays we hear about, and there's this weird irony. So some of the people on the right might even get upset with me at first with this, but we hear how Biden talks about how the right is going after your liberties and your freedom and at the root of the Constitution. And I'm like, you know, there might be some interesting truth in that. And where I'm going with this is here. We agree we've got some form of in the world today and in our country. We have people in this country that we don't even know. They're not vetted, and they number in the millions, not to mention our own people that are homegrown. And so there's an opportunity here where once you create a scenario where you've got chaos, the people are going to be clamoring for security. And I heard now Donald Trump, this was, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, he was at one of his gatherings there, and fans are all screaming and hollering, and he mentioned that things have become chaotic, and crime, you know, is running rampant here, and that needs to be corrected. And he mentioned a federal solution to that. Now, he just said that they'd have to federalize it. You know how he talks, and it's kind of open-ended and whatnot.
Right, right, okay.
But I'm thinking, here we are. We've got someone who's warned about liberty and freedom in exchange for security. We've got another saying that he wants to fundamentally change America. We have another blaming the other side, saying that they want to take away your liberties. And we have yet another indicating that we may have to federalize the solution to gain control of our cities that have been chaotic. Now think about that for a moment. And that's just for the audience, not just you. But think about what I just said there. Now, it might sound really crazy and conspiratorial.
Well, yeah.
But watch what's going on, you know, just even the subways in New York. I mean, granted, you know, we had the Unabomber and stuff, so we had that with the airlines. And so now we got to, you know, put our hands on the wall and they got to x-ray us and see through our clothes and all that. But our liberties, or at the very least, our right to privacy, and a lot of people think that's all an illusion anyway. So that, at the very least, is being stripped away. I mean, you walk into the grocery stores today and you look at the camera and you got this green box over your face, and that can be accessed by those who need to access it,
sure.
Whoever that may be. And I'm just watching all this and I'm going, wow, the Republicans, the Democrats, they're all working in concert, whether they
know it or not. They're all ratcheting down on, well,
Think about it.
Technology makes it possible in many ways. I mean, I guess you could consider, though, then the merchant that has security cameras up, and or the homeowner who has security cameras up. They're trying to protect their their right to to do business or to have a safe household, that sort of thing. So you know, anybody who is out of line or acts in an inappropriate or illegal way while they're in that arena, then they should be caught and, you know, caught on camera and be able to be prosecuted. But I mean, different ways to look at it. But all right, Rod, I mean, it always kind of give us something to think about and maybe worry about a little bit. Thanks for your call. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. We got other folks on the line. We'll get right to them and to you here in just a moment on KGMI Connects. Back in 2 minutes.
Experience the best classical music Whatcom County has to offer in Linden. Join acclaimed piano soloist Jason Stoll as he returns for a two-concert engagement featuring Chopin and early 20th century gems for the piano. Come and hear why this rising talent has been called formidable with an infectious enthusiasm for music and his audiences. Only at The J. The Janssen Art Center, March 22nd and 23rd. Visit jansenartcenter.org for tickets.
Mattress shopping. Oh, where do you start? Soft or firm? Foam or spring? Box or base? Who's got the best price? Okay, take a deep breath. Start at DeWard & Bodie. They keep it simple, really simple. Test out mattresses, find the one you like, get it delivered to your home for free. They've created comfortable showrooms where any person can lie down and test out lots of different mattresses. When you find yours, their professional delivery team will bring it to your home, set it up, and recycle the old one. It's that simple. Plus, you can take your mattress home today paying no money down with interest-free financing. A lot of mattress stores have come and gone from this community, but DeWard & Bodie has been the premier mattress retailer in Whatcom and Skagit counties for over 20 years. Upgrade your mattress with the company you trust. DeWard & Bodie. They'll match any local price. They make financing a breeze and deliver for free. See for yourself how DeWard & Bodie makes mattress shopping simple at their mattress showroom in Bellingham.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Harness the power of the sun, reduce your carbon footprint, and save on your energy bills. Explore the advantages of going solar with West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
And Rich in Ferndale joins us. Hi, Rich.
How's it going today, Joe?
Doing well.
interesting callers. Boy, that sand thing with Randy, I want to laugh, but I also want to cry if he's serious, because I happen to know even where I live, there's 20 feet deep of sand in a 5-mile radius. So, travel. Wow. This earth is so full of sand, Joe, you have no clue. And we can make it with crushers, and it would be jagged, because crushers don't make anything round. So it's a conspiracy theory of some sort, or it's a test of someone's intellect, or, you know, like the bots make the fake news, and they want to see how many people latch on to it and share it. It seems something.
Okay.
Sand mafia. I mean, where does this come from? There's a higher likelihood of aliens than there is that we have a sand shortage on Earth.
What if there's both?
Well, it's in the realm of, you know, statistical possibilities with a decimal place of 10,000 digits. So, but basically that's impossible when you have point whatever 10,000 digits. That's nothing, right? But Doug calls pretty regularly, and he is pretty interesting. It's a little bit out there, but I think he's on a spiritual quest. He's searching for truth and wisdom. And I believe if that man read the Bible, most of his questions would be answered, and he would, because he's kind of on that track. It's like he's searching for religion, and we are one human family. We are one race, not race. We are one species of people, and we are the only form of life on this planet that is sentient, self-aware, and make things. We're the only animals that build and make and technology and communicate, you know, more than just squeaks and noises communicate. You know, there's animals communicate, but it's all very rudimentary and instinct-based.
Okay.
So Doug, I think, is on an interesting little quest, but now the reason I called was Peter Navarro. And I have a question for you, Joe, because you're liberal.
Okay.
Now, Peter Navarro denied the subpoena. He did not comply with the subpoena, and he did not testify before the January 6th committee, and he's going to jail for it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's just, maybe it isn't. But now Hunter Biden has done the same thing. Will he see a jail cell?
Well, he has testified before. He testified in a closed-door hearing, and he testified before.
Well, he wanted a public hearing.
I don't know that they subpoenaed him, though. Did they? Did they?
Well, I think so.
I'll have to go and check. But
he was not at his little podium today where he was supposed to be testifying in front of a House committee something. You know, just Congress says you need to come talk, and then you say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't subpoenaed, but, I mean, he was supposed to be there, so whatever that means. You know, I would like to see that our justice is even on both sides and unilaterally, dished out fairly.
Yeah. Well,
but it's not.
Well, not in all cases, and obviously, of course, it's a system that is created by human beings, and it's put into action by human beings who are varied in how they'll do their job, it's never going to be
fair,
a perfect system.
But
yeah,
it's not. Lately, in the last couple of decades, we have leaned into this redefining thing. But I call that lying. When you change the definition of a word, that equals a lie. You can't just say this means something else than it meant, 2 years ago. Oh, did you hear? We have a new sexual identity. I heard it first on KGMI. Indigiqueer. I heard that this morning on the news, and I could not believe it. So we should mark on the calendar that a new, I don't know if this was craziness for people, but there's a new sexual identity. So they're going to have to add a letter to that thing now. Indigiqueer. I heard that. I just could not believe it.
Not exactly. Well, and you, because you emailed me about that or just mentioned that, and or you texted about it, I guess.
It was on the news this morning.
I had a quick check, and it was, as far as I can find, the term was coined by, it was agreed upon at the 3rd Annual Intertribal Native American First Nations Gay and Lesbian Gathering in Winnipeg, Manitoba in 1990. Actually, that was Two-Spirit. And then that has evolved into this indigiqueer.
So they're morphing their own terms
their specific identity. But
how about we use people's
really
names as their identity? We all have individual names. Why isn't that good enough?
Okay.
The insanity of today, Joe, is just breathtaking. The stuff you hear on the news, like IndigiQueer, I just laughed and said, we are so doomed.
But when we know each other, when we know each other, when you think of, Rich in Ferndale, I think of Rich and a nice guy who's done favors for me, and I really appreciate it. But at the same time, I think, well, he's a conservative guy, but he's a guy I can talk to, and he farms.
But
beyond
our circle,
you think about somebody more than just their name, you know what I mean?
And right, you generally go by their occupation, John the farmer or Joe the pharmacist or...
Sure.
That's before we had surnames or last names. Your last name was your job. I want to say, 700, 800 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a lot of people, people's last name was then changed. Like, that's why your name has a meaning a lot of times from a trade from way long time ago. Uh-huh. At least that's what I've learned.
Okay.
Hopefully that's true.
But all right, Rich.
We are individuals. We should
be
happy with who we are.
Okay. All right, good deal. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Keith over in Sandy Point before we take a break. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, really quickly, on a lighter side of your talk show, music. First of all, you had a gentleman call in 2 days ago, I believe. He mentioned the original lead singer for AC/DC.
Bon Scott.
And he was in a band called the Valentines. Well, one of their big songs was Buttercup Baby. At the end of Something About Mary, the cast and crew got together and they danced and they acted goofy to that song, Buttercup Baby.
On Something About Mary, the movie?
Yes.
Oh, really?
At the end of the movie, they played the Valentine's Buttercup Baby.
Okay.
And it's really funny. It's funny. If you haven't seen it, it's great. It's a great ending to any movie.
Okay.
Second of all, you had the song on about 20 minutes ago, Water, Clear Blue Water.
Uh-huh.
Marty Robbins.
Right.
A great singer, guitar player, a great band from the 60s. And he had a trilogy that was just awesome. It was almost like you're reading a book while you're listening to his songs. El Paso, El Paso City, and Felina. And it's three songs tied together. And it's just great music of all sorts.
Okay. All right.
And lastly, but leastly, on my acoustic Tacoma guitar last night and today, I just happened to go to YouTube and listen to the Moody Blues Nice and White Satin.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, okay, I'll grab my guitar and see if I can play any of it. And after a couple hours, by gosh, I got it.
All
the
right.
The only tough chord is the B, getting a clean B. For guitar players, a B is one of the trickier chords. Anyways, about all I got to say about that.
All right, Keith. Well, I'd like to hear your playing sometime. So,
I'm working at it.
All right, good deal. You're always welcome to strum a few bars here on the show. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Joe.
And we'll take a quick break, and here's a little bit of that Marty Robbins.
Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
And we'll be back in just a moment. We got Jim. He's been hanging on forever. We'll have Michelle on the line, and you as well here on KGMI Connects.
And it's waiting there for you and me.
Benjamin Franklin was a scientist, inventor, journalist, philanthropist, and the namesake of our school, the Franklin Academy in Bellingham.
Jackson loves kindergarten, and what more could you ask for than a positive and exuberant experience to build a foundation for a lifetime of education? Students get weekly time with specialists in Spanish, library, music, physical education, and science. During our tour, we noticed that we knew quite a few Franklin families already, and after reaching out to them and receiving glowing recommendations, it was an easy choice.
We have small class sizes so I get support from my teacher. I love that we have daily math, writing, and literacy time, and I get to do hands-on STEM projects weekly too.
Hi, I'm Natalie, the admissions director here at Franklin Academy in Bellingham. We are a STEM-certified school for students from preschool through 8th grade. Looking for a small class size and personalized education for your student? We invite you to visit thefranklin.academy and book your tour today, or just give me a call.
Do you have a lawnmower, a tractor, construction equipment? If so, you need to visit Meridian Equipment in Laurel.
Veridian Equipment is a family business that services and sells all makes and models of agricultural, construction, and material handling equipment. They have the oils, fluids, and hardware that you need. Need a battery? They stock Interstate and Optima batteries for everything from heavy-duty off-road to lawn and garden. Veridian Equipment. Open weekdays from 8 to 4:30 and Saturdays from 8 till 11:30 on Guide Meridian in Laurel.
You've got questions about your car or truck? And we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
Hey, it's Les Schwab Tires. Right now, save up to $80 instantly, plus $50 with financing for a total of $130 off a set of four select tires. Our spring tire sale is a gift to say congrats, you made it through winter. Now you can swap out those winter tires for a fresher set at a lower price. Book an appointment online today. Les Schwab Tires, ranked number one by Forbes for customer service and auto repair and maintenance. Limited time offer while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. See leschwab.com/sale for details.
Hello, folks. This is Phil George. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney here in Bellingham, and I would like to invite you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on KGMI for the Aging Hour. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care costs, probates, wills, trusts, or anything else that has to do with aging, this is the radio show for you. Studies show that more than 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. Join us every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m., and we can show you how to set your family up for success.
Taking your calls live on KGMI Connects.
360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us, and we go to Jim in Bellingham. Thanks for hanging on, Jim.
How are you doing today, Joe?
Doing all right.
Okay, well, I heard the sand commentary. Rich gave us a more hopeful vision of it. One thing I did learn a long time ago is that solar panels, require some sort of crystalline element that they find in beach sand. So that is pretty important to our future if we can get solarized and off of the fossil fuels. So,
okay.
So going on from there, I've been talking about Gore Vidal lately, very, very much so, reading from his book, commentating on it. He does have a chapter in the essay book that I had, United States. It says, How to Find God and Make Money. And so that has multiple meanings, perhaps, for it. But I wanted to point out also that he once made a commentary. He said, this is Gore Vidal, the only question in American politics is whether to bribe or coerce the proletariat, meaning the working class. You know, and he said in Lyndon Johnson's day, it was bribery, you know, with the Great Society. And some time ago, he wrote, well, today coercion is very much in the air. And that's what Trump is planning to cut Social Security. He's not a bent friend of labor or anything else. So all this leads us to Michael Parenti, which I've quoted. He's has extreme dementia, I'm sorry to report, but I haven't found out anything more on that. But he commented on one of his videos with Christopher Hitchens that what we're witnessing is the third worldization of everywhere, and it's already happening even here in our country, and even people that are much more to the free libertarian side, as Noam Chomsky, have commented on that. So there is a something in the Washington Post, if you Google how to find God and make money, Gore Vidal, you get an article, and it talks about Gore Vidal is an American patrician, and I interjected parenthetically the other day that he's ranting at such at cost, meaning he was born into a patrician family, but he criticizes the rich and the powerful people that he was born into, which is amazing. And he's no longer with us, of course. And so he says, those with large amounts of property, money, controlled the parties which controlled the state through taxes that keep the people docile. That's bribing the proletariat, and to a certain extent, and all the while reserving a sizable part for the oligarchy's support, meaning defense spending and, you know, allowing the very wealthy to kind of run the show. So those are my comments.
Okay.
I guess I'll turn it over to you as I must, and I'll thank you for letting me talk.
All right, Jim. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Michelle in Bellingham. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Joe. I got a kick out of the guy that called yesterday and said that you were grumpy on Monday. I had kind of the opposite viewpoint. I think you showed the old Joe Tian spunkiness that you used to show on your extremely liberal talk show back in the mornings when you first started at KGMI. You did a great job. I listened a lot. I disagreed a lot, but I listened a lot. You were good enough to make me always want to listen, even though I knew there'd be times I'd be tearing my hair out. But anyway,
well,
but you have a great heart, and I commend you for that. What I want to point out here, I respect Doug, caller Doug's, ideology, his humanity or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think we know.
But he's 100% wrong. As long as we are the same species, yes, and we're the only species that is intelligent enough to have a written language and whatnot like that. But we have incredible, and your program is a great example of this. In fact, it's probably one of the best examples in current talk radio, because most of them are either conservative or some fewer liberal, but most talk shows are very slanted, and you're open to everything, and that's rare in radio, and you and I both know that. We both have a background, and we know how rare that is. In you have a rare type program. It's almost unheard of.
Well, thank you.
what I want to say is that if you people are vastly different, and without going into long details about attacking any given religion, let me just say, as long as we have the Muslim religion, the Christian religion, and the Jewish religion, to name three worldwide huge religions, we are always going to have conflict of various types, hopefully not all-out atomic war, but we're always going to have serious conflict. And, you know, if you line up 100 people taken off the street of any city, anywhere in the world, you're going to get vastly different examples. If you ask people, what is the most evil thing you can think of, or the best thing you can think of about humanity? Just on Monday, you know, I don't get very angry at you because I respect your ability to, but in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I believe I'm correct.
That's okay.
You don't understand sports very well. And when I talk about, I consider, you know, I'll just make this very brief. I consider one of the most evil things that could ever be done to young people is to put biological boys into games against girls and biological men into games against college women, high school and college sports. Now, on up to the age of 50, I don't think it would matter so much. But my point is that it's an evil, dangerous, horrible thing to do to the girls. I mean, it couldn't be worse.
Okay.
And, it just is. But that's my opinion.
Yeah,
you may disagree, and I respect that.
Well, but, I mean, back to what you're talking to about, you know, Doug's thought about, you know, us eventually.
One humanity. It will never be one humanity. It will never be one human family.
Right. Well, as you were talking, and as I've thought about what Doug was saying, you know, it occurred to me, you know, that it's much like you brought up religion, but it's other emotions too that we think that they can work both ways. It's like where we can be compassionate and loving, and yet that those same emotions or drives can make us do horrible things. Do you get what I'm saying? Or pride can be
what you're saying, and
pride,
you're correct.
And pride and can be a pride and honor are things we think of as being positives, but they can lead people to do terrible things to protect them.
But to a Muslim, honor is different than to a Christian or to an
Iranian.
to an Iranian, honor is different than to an American.
No,
they're vastly different opinions.
Not really. I mean, they're still, it's still the same emotion or the same value, but it's obviously directed in a different way. I mean, our nationalism here in the United States is different than being a nationalist in another country, for instance.
Well, yes, you are right about that, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm just referring to the meaning of the word. You're correct, but to a Muslim and to a Christian and to some of the other religious groups, the honor killings, for example, exist in some religions and not in others. Honor this, honor that. There are some religions kill gay people, other religions respect gay people. And, you know,
I don't know that you can say that that's a universal. I mean, there are Christians who have at least very least shunned, gay relatives or
absolutely
what have you. And I mean, that's hardly embracing them. And
I've been shunned, but I don't care.
And
all
Muslims don't believe in honor killings. That's pretty radical.
No, that's true, too. But I'm just saying that there are thoughts along those lines that are much more likely to pop up in certain types of human beings than in other types of human beings. And the amount of differences in human beings is vast. And I think program shows that because, you won't find anybody that is more, against and has fought, for the right of women to have their own sports programs.
Okay.
I have fought for that all my life.
All right, Michelle.
And I don't want any biological men involved in women's sports.
Okay, we're out of time now, so we don't want to get down that road again. But we'll continue our conversation tomorrow, and hope you'll give us a ring and. Hope you'll be part of our conversation, too, here on KGMI Connects. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.